Morning, Michael.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Man, I'm doing better than phenomenal. How you doing, Chief?
I am doing better than phenomenal also, man. Can't
Good
ask
deal, good deal.
for
All right, let's see. We've got Grandmaster Brenda J. Sell. We got Carrie. We got Stuart. Got Michael. Got Howard. Jim. All right. Good morning, everybody. How we doing today?
Phenomenal.
All right.
Awesome.
Yay. Okay. So I'm going to share my screen and I'm going to pull up our PowerPoint and we're going to get started with our icebreaker question. Icebreaker question is, icebreaker question is, what action did you take toward your email marketing last week? And I will start with Michael Killen.
So I didn't do much. I would say probably the or I read half a book called Small Business, Big Money online, and it's been a pretty interesting book. But my plans for the week kind of got derailed a little bit. My number one priority, which is the property I'm purchasing, so that was the kind of stole the show this week a little bit. But yeah, so I didn't do too much. I wanted to get my email signatures all finished, and I didn't do that.
That's good. Okay, email signatures, that's important. Okay, perfect. All right, Carrie.
Well, I actually went through, I've been breaking all of our campaigns down. I went through all of our prospect proposals, and we are actually changing and ramping those up. And then I was working on our actual credit union referral campaign last week. So I've kind of taken a step forward. We have 12 emails that are being sent to them once they start becoming a referral partnership, as well as going forward from that. So I'm excited.
Okay, perfect, perfect, awesome. Jim, what action did you take this week towards your phenomenal email marketing?
I just went to the Infusions website to try to get the price information,
Okay.
and working on a list of questions as far as for them or Constant Contact on how to manage my data where I got some duplication. I've got contacts with more than one customer.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Perfect. Jim Yount, what action did you take towards your email marketing last week?
One of the first things I need to address is I need to do a website redesign. So I've had one meeting along those lines with an outside party. I've got another meeting scheduled next week. We need to have a more solid landing page on our website and also working to investigate CRM systems that I need to put in place.
Okay. Have you reviewed your website inquiries with anybody on our team?
Not yet.
Okay. Have you worked with the web person that you're working with? Have you worked with them before?
I've got a gentleman who's been hosting my site. He's going to be developing a proposal for redesign, and I'm also networked to another firm for a proposal for a redesign from them. So I have at least two bids on the redesign.
Have you considered just doing a landing page for now to get that going quicker?
I've had a website since I started my business. I'm pulling half a dozen bids a week off the website now. So it's functioning for us okay. It's just one of those things where we're long overdue to upgrade the capabilities of the website.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Michael, what action did you take this past week on your email marketing?
I've got my list pretty much segmented from the realtors and putting my designers in one category. And now it's just a matter of getting my getting the landing page redone and getting my book finished editing so I can have that as one as an opt-in giveaway. Though I've got to get with Santi to do more or to put something else in there besides just some tips and things of that nature.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Let's see. Let me go to Michael. Michael.
Morning, Howard. So what I did this week for the email marketing is I wouldn't necessarily say a lot when it comes to implementation, but I did share a lot of the prior information with Sherry, and we went over everything that we talked about last week and the week prior and certain strategies we want to implement and how we would categorize the customers with the tagging and all of that stuff like that. But we haven't got to the point of actually looking at Infusionsoft, downloading the programs, and getting that implemented. So,
okay, perfect, perfect. Hey, Peter, welcome to the group.
Unmute. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Introduce yourself. Tell everybody who you are.
Okay, I'm Peter Hudson, and with Southwest Irrigation Systems in Sugar Land, Texas. So we do service and installation for sprinkler systems, drainage, and outdoor lighting.
Awesome. Okay, and why did you join this group?
Just want to get better, and we played around with Infusionsoft earlier in the year, and we haven't used it much since then, so I would like to use it for our maintenance program, get that going, and we're using GoDaddy also right now, so we're actually sending out a newsletter tomorrow on with GoDaddy, so to about 8,000 clients.
Great, perfect, awesome. Okay, fantastic. Now, this looks like Bob All's office, but this don't look like Bob.
Okay, hi, everyone. My name is Brittany May. I am working with Bob at Custom Security. I'm actually going to be moving away this week, but this is going to be my baby while I'm working remotely. Last week I wasn't able to be here, but Bob and I had been talking about Infusionsoft, trying to see if it's going to be working with our future applications to make sure, see if it's compatible or if it's something that we're going to have to do separately. So really just been looking at Infusionsoft, seeing what all it can do, how it can help us as we work together to get our email list to the optimal limit.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And tell me how to spell your name.
Brittany.
Okay. I just renamed you. Look at that. No longer.
Perfect.
Okay. Hi, Brenda.
Hey, Howard. How are you? And everybody else.
How are you, ma'am?
Doing great. I've done a lot of things on email marketing this past week.
Woohoo! I've been getting your emails. I'm like, go Brenda.
Well, I looked in Infusionsoft and realized we're not utilizing tags like we need to, but once we get all these duplicates squared away, then we can look at that. Infusionsoft sent me an email. They had a special course on how to get more emails open and the clicks and the rates.
I saw that.
Yeah, so I studied that. I spent some time on that.
Good.
So then I went into Infusionsoft and tried to learn from in there. I got lost, but I'm not giving up. so I'm trying to look. I was trying to learn to find out. I think they have graphics in Infusionsoft from what I was understanding, but couldn't find them. And I know they have a thing on stats, so I was looking for that and didn't find that yet either. And then I discovered they actually have landing sites that add into the email as well as the list. So these are things that I'm looking to do. I started sorting through pictures for the email content because one of the things that this article said was that people read more emails that have pictures than without pictures. So I'm
doing. If they don't have too many pictures and not enough text, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm trying to find relevant pictures in a file where it makes it easy. I did find the templates, and for the first time, I did an email from the simple template, and it looked so good. Typically, I think I have to write a whole lot. It's almost like a mini book, and so it was so rewarding for me to be able to do this big of an email instead of this big of an email for once. So anyway, that's my progress.
Good. By the way, the solution to your duplicate records problem is you're absolutely 100% going to have another database somehow. And you're just going to have to figure out how you want to separate those because I went through this whole thing with Santi and after I talked to you guys. And the problem is that you have minors who are kids who don't have their own email address that are ranking that you're trying to keep up with. So we have to figure out where the separation's gonna be. Are we gonna do just memberships and schools on one database and ranks on another one? So you gotta figure out how to separate those because that's why you're getting duplicate records. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Infusionsoft works off of an email. It's everything revolves around the email address of that person. So if people opt into to your site with more than one email, because some people have a work email, personal email, whatever, they're going to get two messages from you. If you import someone and they don't have an email or you're putting multiple people under the same email, it's going to get all fouled up and you're going to end up with all kinds of duplicate records. And that's what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to figure out, lay it out on paper on memberships, pro shop, and rank. And I'm thinking that you're, anyway, we've got to figure out, you're going to need two databases. There's just no way around it.
Why won't the tags work?
Well, what happens is, let's say that you have a, let's say that I have three kids, okay? And so I got all three of my kids in one of Brenda's certified schools, and we go and we get ranked up to, you know, green belt, let's say, or whatever, okay? And so then the school sends it in and we say, okay, you know, make Howard, Christian, Susie, you know, all three of Howard's kids, Howard Jr., Christian, and Susie, green belt. Well, they're all under my email address, Howard Partridge Sr. And it's just going to create a whole bunch of new duplicate records. It's just, so it works by, Infusionsoft works by email address. That's how everything is recognized.
Howard, could she do custom fields for each of those children? You know how you can do custom fields with tabs inside Infusionsoft? Because we actually run into that same issue too with our credit union partners. We have different contacts. We have IT. We have, you know, different, even though they do have different email addresses, we are able to create custom fields inside Infusionsoft and have that customized. Conti actually helped us set that up when we first started because it was really hard. That was one of our problems too.
That's above my pay grade, but it sounds sounds like you could because, you know, we have additional attendees and things like that. I'm not 100% sure though that the tag is going to transfer over to like if Susie has a white belt. She's white belt right now, and she advances to yellow belt. I'm not sure that it's going to solve that database problem. But anyway, we'll have what I'd like to do is, Brenda, if you'll schedule another appointment on my link, let's do a Zoom and get Santi or somebody on there and go inside the Infusionsoft and make a decision here. Here's the cool thing is that, and this goes for everybody, most of y'all, except for maybe Carrie and Michael, Killen, and I don't know about the rest of you guys, but many of you are at the base level, right? And the thing that I do like about Infusionsoft is you can simply import a list, CSV, and then you can start segmenting it with specific tags. They're a customer, prospect, you know, whatever. And you can take a prospect list after you upload everybody, and then you can take your customer list and upload it and tag all of them customers. So we'll get into that in one of the upcoming courses, but that's one of the things I like about it, because you don't have to physically take people out and put them in some other group, which is just impossible when you have a bigger, you know, a bigger list. So
can you sort them just by state? Because even if there's not a tag, can you just bring up that field?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Just go into contacts, and when you do the search, I think it's miscellaneous criteria, and then just, you know, address, zip code, state, country, everything. Okay. Icebreaker. Stuart, what action did you take towards your email marketing this past week?
I signed us up for Infusionsoft at the 2,500 email level.
Okay.
And we're in the process of task someone in my office, because if it relies on me, it won't get done, to import the email at our email address from our industry management system into Infusionsoft. So,
okay.
We'll have to have that done by Friday.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. Great. Good work. Let's see. Mr. Lee Lewis.
Good morning, Howard. I was not on last week's call, so I didn't implement much with anything, but I was going to bring up a question. I see they're being recorded. Where are the recordings? How is that? So I can go back and look at last week's recording that I missed.
Did you guys get an email on the replays with a replay link? Nobody?
Got one, I think, after the first week.
I didn't even see that one. Hmm.
Hey, team, can you guys set up our email marketing group to get the replay page notification every week, please? Thanks, period. Done.
Thanks, Howard.
Yes, my pleasure. Okay, I'm going to bring my PowerPoint back up. Okay, so today, can you guys see my screen, and can you see it advancing?
Yes.
Back, forth, okay. All right, so what I'm going to share with you today, session 3, is all about your campaign strategy. And this module today is the most important of all. My screen is not frozen. I am pausing intentionally to make sure that everybody understands that what I'm about to share with you today is the most important module of all. Because if you don't get this right, it doesn't matter what, well, let me qualify this. Can you be successful without this? Yes. But this is the key to really being extremely successful. I was meeting with David Fry, who is one of my marketing consultants, great friend. I was meeting with him about 6 months ago for lunch. And he said, and David Fry is the only person that I know that is both an internet marketing expert and a referral marketing expert. And when I say referral marketing expert, what I mean by that is someone who understands how to generate referrals and create a system behind that and the relationship aspect. And then when you merge that with internet marketing, it's a powerful combination. He's been so successful, the guy doesn't even have a business card. You know, it's like he'll decide that he wants to do something. So he decided he wanted to send out cards and became like the third top paid guy in send out cards because he didn't do it like everybody else did it. He was able to use his email list and tens of thousands of maybe 100,000 people on his list. He knows how to build a list. So he went through that whole thing and he's done so many different things. He was a consultant with Arthur Anderson, and then he was became a top consultant in the pool and spa industry. And then he started selling internet products like on referrals and things like this. And now he has a weight loss program. I'm like, and I mean, like, he worked a year just creating videos and landing pages and a strategy and all that. So Dave Fry says that the most important thing in marketing is your strategy. Period, end of story. You can find plenty of people to help you use the tools. You can find plenty of people to do all that stuff for you. But the reason that the strategy is so important is because that's what's going to determine how successful you are or not. Okay? Now, the good news is, that's the bad news. The good news is that your strategy can be very simple. And if you just think through a few little things that I'm going to share with you today, you can get your strategy right. Okay, first of all, what does success look like to you? What kind of goals do you have? We have to have financial goals. We need to have sort of goals that this whole campaign strategy is contributing to. What do you want your audience to do? Do you want them to, do they need to pick up the phone and call you? Do they need to download a report? Do they need to go through a course? Do they need to, go through an email funnel? In other words, what is the path? What does the path look like from suspect to client? See, because there's this thing called the loyalty ladder or the client ascension process or the client ascension path, whatever you want to call it. So what's happening is you are marketing your business. People are getting on your list. They're suspect. It does not mean that they're ever going to do business with you. And that's why your strategy is so important. What happens after that? How do you lead them down the path as the guide? Okay. So the first thing that needs to happen is turn them into a prospect. The difference between a suspect and a prospect is a suspect becomes a prospect when they get on your list. Okay. Then there's a whole path from bringing them from prospect to customer. How long should that take? How fast should that go? How does that actually happen? And then once they do business with you once, you want them to become a client, right? And the difference between a customer and a customer buys once based on what you're offering today, but may or may not repeat that process. A client has a relationship with you and your customer relationship management tool through email is the tool that you're going to use to build that relationship with them. This past Saturday, I had a very interesting breakfast. I met with the guy who invented the software called ACT. Is everybody familiar with ACT? It's a database management software. It's a CRM. It's the first one that ever existed. That software sold for $100 million just about 5 years ago. He and his partner invented it, and he sold it for $47 million. And he told me the whole fascinating tale of, you know, how all that happened, you know, how they created it, why they created it, what was happening in the industry at that time. It's very, very exciting. I'm going to probably have him speak at our conference in Dallas in May. But anyway, so once people are customers, this is not just to make people customers. In fact, some of you may use this just to stay in touch with your customer and move your customer to client, okay? And then they become a tribe or community member, depending on what that looks like for you, okay? Remember that in your email marketing strategy, what you're really doing is creating an experience for them, all right? So there are three, what I call the three E's of experience, and that is engage, educate, and entertain. So once people engage with you, they get on your opt-in. And remember, going back to session one, if you want to go back and review that, all the different ways that you engage people to get them on the list, right? Then you add value to them. If you're going to be a quality company that is going to develop clients rather than customers, then one of the greatest tools that you have is education. Because when you educate your customers, then what happens is that that positions you as at a higher level. This is one of the reasons we have to be a little bit careful with offers and things like this. And so your strategy is, and you're not going to get your strategy today. Okay, you're going to get, I'm going to show you some examples and you're going to start working on it. And the other piece of this that you need to know is that we're still working on our strategy. You're always tweaking your strategy, because you get something that works for whatever strange reason, it just doesn't keep working because the times change, your position with your audience changes, all these things change. So you have to keep going back to the drawing board. But the point is that you add value through education. And what education does is it positions you as the one who is representing your industry, so to speak, and solving problems for them. Okay. And then entertainment is serving them. That might mean your free trial offer. By the way, we still do free trial offers even after people get on the list. You know, they'll get on the list, they don't take any action, so we'll go back with another offer. That might be maybe to get more data from them. And then that might be to do a consultation. It might be to call today because you have a special offer. Okay? Now, I took some of you, those of you that are in my leadership group, we went through this book called Building a Story Brand, okay? And so my question to you is, what is your story brand? Because the story brand sort of helps you to think about the path that you're going to put them on, okay? So here's how story brand goes. Customer is the hero of the story, right? And the idea behind this is that every great movie, every great play, every great story has these elements. There's a character that you love. They're going to end up being the hero. You're not the hero. You're the guide. And they have a problem, whatever it is. Maybe there's some villain out there. And in your email marketing, part of your strategy is to warn them of the villain. Now, unfortunately, in my case, the villain is the business owner themselves. You know, the villain and the hero are the same person, right? Stop being a slave to your business. You know, what's the number one reason that small businesses don't grow is FTI, right? So the problem is me. And I love people who come to our seminars for the first time and fill out a survey. And you know, in the survey, it says, you know, what is your biggest challenge? And I love the honest ones that just put me, you know. Like Stuart said a while ago, you know, I know I'm not going to do it, you know. All right, and they meet a guide. That's you. Okay, you're the guide. Okay. But if you don't connect with them on the real problem that they're having, their emotional problem, they're not going to trust you as a guide. So a guide who has a plan, calls them to action, helps them avoid failure, and ends in success. Okay, I'm going to give you two examples from my company, from my two companies, okay? The first one is in my service company, The message is to avoid uneducated, uninformed, and sometimes downright unscrupulous service companies. You know the type. They advertise a low price. They come out and charge you more on top of it. They don't do what they said that they were going to do. They don't tell you the truth. And even if they didn't fix the problem, you don't want them back anyway. So that's kind of the message. And guess what? Everybody has experienced that. So we're literally warning them not to fall for this bait and switch pricing and these ridiculous offers that are out there. So what we do on our email anyway, most of our clients will come in through a referral, and they won't get on the email until after we do business with them. Okay. But we don't even all this stuff that I'm teaching you right here, this company is so referral based and so repeat focused that we don't even make a big deal about internet marketing. I don't care if somebody searches some of our terms and never finds us on. Our opt-in is not even where it needs to be, you know, because we're putting people into the email. We're putting people in the email after they do business with us, okay? So that takes me to step two. What do we communicate to them? And remember, engage. We're going to give you free tips on how to care for your home. We're going to give you exclusive offers that are only available to our email subscribers, and then what do we send them? How to care for your oriental rugs, how to care for your natural stone floors, how to clean up a spill, in fact, I wrote a whole book on this. I did this book with Michelle Prince that has all of the solutions to the problems that you'll have working with a cleaning company, okay? And we give this PDF away on our website, and it's a little teeny tiny book, but we give it away, and it goes through how do you select a professional cleaning company? What are the problems that you need to avoid? Do they have a good reputation? Do they have experience? Do they have the proper training and certification? Do they have a good system? Do they offer a guarantee? What are the best methods of cleaning out there? What are the pros and cons? What about these specialty fabrics? I mean, we can take that book and cut it up into 52 slices very easily. And I have a whole email marketing program for an entire year. So get this. So that's what we did. And I did that way before I even wrote that book. Okay. And so here's what we do. We send them these care tips, and then we have a special offer. Every month we have a special offer for our email subscribers, and there's always a deadline. I'm going to get into offers on how to do offers in this series. I'm trying to give you a bit at a time, right, so we don't give you too much information at one time. And so we have special offers that expire this month. Then we go into, say, November and December. November is our biggest month. We don't do any offers. What we do then, the sense of urgency on our messaging is, hey, schedule's filling up, get on now, right? And so your messaging also depends on what's happening out there. With Brenda, she's doing a lot of events, so she's got to promote those events. Phenomenal Products, I got to promote those events. But I also have to be careful to make sure that I'm giving some value and that the scales aren't tipped too much on the offer side. By the way, I get to teach this because I've made all the mistakes. And we actually send nowadays, we've upped our frequency to twice weekly on our service company. Okay. Another example is here's what I do with my with phenomenal products. Now, every single one of you has a different kind of business. It's going to relate more to either my service company would be a better example for many of you. And then some of you, you might want to follow this example here. Okay. Now, Phenomenal Products is different. Phenomenal Products is really driven by events and online. People are talking about me online, or they're at an event and they tag me, or, you know, whatever. And I have a lot of exposure on podcasts and things like that. So people hear about me and they go to my site and they opt in. Okay. And of course, there's our message. Stop being a slave to your business. Transform it into a predictable, profitable turnkey operation. Get free business tips, videos, and webinars all at no charge. First name and email address. Okay. I just signed up again to do some testing on Facebook because we have a Facebook expert coming to our October conference just for Inner Circle members only. His name is Jacob Salem, and he built Ziegler's Facebook page to 4.5 million. He built his own Facebook page to 1 million, built Les Brown's Facebook to 1.3 million. And so they do so much testing on Facebook that they know all the ins and outs of this. And so your opt-in on Facebook is going to be a little bit different than it is on your site. On your site, what you want to do is you want to have first name and email address. Usually, in some cases, you might want to have the phone number. And if you want to have the phone, if it's critical to have the phone number, or it's critical for them to call right now, like in emergency services, you'll put your phone number really big up here, and you can give them a verbal report. You can give them something for free if they call you, okay? And then if you want their address, then what happens is you'll have the second form. And so once they hit get instant access, then there's another form that comes up, and you might say something like just one more step or something like that, right? So we used to do a lot of mail, and here's a good example of tweaking your strategy. We would have people opt in. They give us all their address and all this kind of stuff. We still want that. It's not as critical now because we don't send mail right away. When people opt in. Why is that? Because we didn't see that it was really giving us value. Okay, so here's what we do instead. What we do instead is we qualify people and segment them first. So they opt in on this first form, then they're going to go into a second form that says, how long have you been in business? How many employees do you have? And they're going to give us their phone number. And they're going to tell us how they were referred. And if they don't qualify as an Inner Circle prospect, we keep them on the list and they get all of our offers and, you know, that kind of stuff. And we send them different things. They can buy a course or something like that. But the people who qualify, this is our prime target market. They're going to be introduced to Inner Circle right away. In fact, what we're going to do is, what we do is we are going to, the messaging that goes out is, you know, how to stop being a slave to your business, how to be a better leader, how to increase your prospect count, how to close more sales. I mean, you got every kind of message, how to set your goals, how to plan your business, whatever. By the way, we're going to get into copywriting. I think it's in the next segment. And I've taught some of that on the Inner Circle site. There's a module on the Inner Circle site. But one of the best subject lines or headlines that you can use, and an easy way to write a headline, is just start with how to. Because if your customer has a problem, and they do, and you're the guide and you want to be their guide, then once you identify their problem, then you can just start with how to solve this problem, right? Then they opt in, and then you take them to the next step. In our case, one of the things that we're testing right now is what we call a free trial membership. But what all that means is that they don't get the full boat like you do. They just get access to 4 webinars, and they can see everything else that's on the Inner Circle site. They just can't access it. But in order to even access that, they have to do a live business assessment with Aliki, and she goes through the business assessment with them over the phone, then activates their free trial and sets them up with a consultation with one of us. Works beautifully. It took us a long time to get there. If they say yes, they become an Inner Circle member. If they say no, they're still on the list, and they continue to get tips and events and offers, and eventually they may come back around and become a member. Does that make sense? Okay. All right. Let's have some interaction. Two questions is, what is your end goal, and what is the path to, what does your path look like to get them there? And what questions do you have today about creating your strategy? Who has my first question?
Can you show us the questions again?
You bet. The reason that I stopped sharing is because I can't see all of y'all. Y'all are little bitty boxes. So what is your end goal, and what is the path? What does the path look like to get them to that end goal? And I'll repeat it if you need me to. Who wants to go first?
Well, I can go.
Okay.
I've been working on this somewhat, but you've given me some more information today that I think will make it more effective. Thank you. Mm-hmm. The first thing that my end goal is to figure out if they're a good client or not, or if they have a possibility. So I need to segment my list.
How do you do that? What qualifies whether they're a good client for you or not?
Well, currently we have a questionnaire on there when they opt in. And so we have a certain number of questions, and they answer questions one direction, then it takes them on a path to become a school owner. If they answer another direction, they may be qualifying for the mentoring program.
Oh, but good.
Those 5 or 6 questions are on the same opt-in. Do you want to be a champion? And so if they're looking for credentials and certification and all of those pieces, then their answers there will take them on the path in Infusionsoft. Then that takes them on another direction, so we can contact them and then do the rest of the qualifying.
Got it. Perfect. Great. Okay. Someone else, what's your end goal, and what does the path look like?
My thing is to, I'm being into niche cleaning, tile and grout, color sealing, pet odor. And then of course, now a lot of people don't know, you always get this question, upholstery cleaning. I didn't know you clean upholstery. So as you said, I mean, 1 month could be tile and grout, cleaning and color sealing, pet odor, upholstery. And then even though fiber protection is designed for a lot of designers, you still offer it to homeowners, because sometimes when they buy something from the furniture stores, they don't know that you could still have your fabrics protected and sealed.
Right.
Custodial is a totally different animal. That is something more of a knock on doors, cold calling, and really can just segment and mail. Well, it's really not nothing to mail from what I have found. It is just something that you have to just stay top of mind awareness on the custodial side, and that's where the referral marketing person comes in. And even with that as well, on pet odor, upholstery, tile, and grout, referral person can still visit with stores and veterinarians and furniture stores.
Right. Yeah. So a good thing for everybody to be thinking about is when you're thinking about just your customer list alone. I mean, I'm convinced, and you know, my experience has been that just having customer emails, forget about prospects for a second, just having all your customers' emails or as many as possible and introducing them to new opportunities and reminding them to use your services and to refer you is could double your income in a year, right? Because if I'm using Michael's service, but I don't know that he does tile and grout, I got a tile and grout problem. I don't know he does upholstery. I don't know that he does whatever it is that he does. And I see an email coming from Michael LeBlanc that says, you know, how to care for your tile floor. Whoa. Hey, download our free report. Now, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but here's how you can upgrade this if you're already doing this. This is something my own service company could do, right? And long as they're making record sales and profits, I don't push too hard, right? But here's something that they could do to take it to the next level, and they will do. I'm mentoring them on this right now. So if you send out to your list how to care for your tile floors or how to clean that ugly grout or something like that, and you say to your existing customers, download this free report or look at this free report, click here. We talked about this last week. You can go in there and grab those clicks and call each one of those people. They're not going to be downloading a free report if they're not interested in cleaning their grout. But guess what? They'll click on that report. They'll forget. They'll, you know, maybe call somebody else or talk to a friend about it and end up using somebody else. And then in InfusionSoft, once we get to the automation part later on, when they click it, it adds a tag, tile cleaning interest tag, and then maybe it creates an action item for one of your salespeople to pick up the phone and call that person that day. And they go into a funnel and they stay in that funnel until somebody's talked to them or moved them out of that funnel. Make sense? Mm-hmm. It's not hard. Once you get people on your email list, it's not hard to make money with your email list. It's just not hard. It's not always just a complete lay down either, but if you work at this a little bit and think through the strategy, then you can take it to the ultimate level, and you just keep layering up. No matter how much automation you have, no matter what you're doing, you still have to go back and tweak that strategy. Make sense? Okay, next comment or question. Peter, did you get your hand up?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You got it? You can go.
Okay. Wow, Howard. We have a lot of work to do. I have so many notes today from our session.
Great.
So one of the things that we're a little bit unique is that all of our business is repeat and referral. We get a lot of referral. Our credit unions refer our business to us. So they're pretty much a warm lead when we get them on the phone. One of the things that we're not great at is getting the referrals from our current merchants. And I'm seeing where there's holes, and I'm trying to fill these holes right now. And so I have all these notes here. And I love your idea on how you have the tips, the how-tos, those sort of things. One of the holes that I noticed when I was going through our campaigns last week is that when we have a prospect, there is literally 30 days that we do not touch that prospect when we refer them back to the credit union. There's no touch on that account. There's no emails happening. And I think that's a huge hole that we need to fill. Definitely about, you know, you can send them emails on tips or other things. And a lot of times those people go to a different processor. Well, that's probably because the other processor got a hold of him right in that little gap area. So, yeah, we have a lot of work to do. As far as our strategy, currently, you know, if we try to get them closed within 45 days on an account, but we're not touching those accounts as enough or as much as we probably should be. And I think that we can utilize the email and the clicks and calls, you know, during that time. So my question to you, I mean, what is your guys' closure ratio when you talk to somebody? Is there a time frame that you have typically like on your service? I mean, it's a little bit different because our company doesn't really fit in with your either of the things that you do.
Yeah. Well, so typically when someone, now my service company, typically they're going to call us first.
Okay.
And typically we're not getting a lot of new business from the internet. Usually they are referred by us. They call us up and usually they want it yesterday.
Yeah, that's typically when we get phone calls. That's what happens as well.
Yeah. So the key is close them now on the phone now, right? Our email program over there is, even though we have the free report and stuff, so if someone's referred and they go to our website first, then, oh, I can opt in and get this free book, free PDF. Yeah. Okay, great. You know, usually they'll call us. But and some of our projects require an on-site consultation, right? So if someone calls up and books a consultation and we go out there and they don't book it right then, then we have someone who calls back the next day and a few days later keeps working those leads until they tell us, well, we already had someone else do it or we're going to delay it or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
At Phenomenal, it's interesting because at Phenomenal, you get everything from, I've read all your books. I've been following you for years. I'm ready to get involved. I just needed somebody to get me connected and have the conversation to, they won't say this, but I know this is what they're thinking. 'Cause I've heard some people confess later on, too tan, his teeth are too white. He's walking on the beach. This is just for rich people. You know,
should be in Vegas.
What's that?
He should be in Vegas.
Should be in Vegas. Yeah. Yeah, Michael's one of those first ones that told me that. I said, man, if this ain't real, you better go to Las Vegas. You better go to Hollywood because this is a pretty good act, you know. And if this is for real, this is like better than Phenomenal. So anyway, so it's with that, it's a process like of getting them. We've never, never, ever been really good at signing people up over the phone.
Okay.
We never have. Events is where people sign up until this year.
Okay.
And what happened this year is a little girl by the name of Leaky Zagordia knows. Came on the scene and she's hungry. And I said, listen, I got a process. My folks just don't seem to want to be using it. And I ain't that hungry. If you're hungry, here's how it works. And she's like, let's do it. So we set up the whole system. They go through that funnel that I just showed you, man, she's on it. She's booking them. And, guess what? All of a sudden, we're signing people up over the phone.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Do you guys use the pipeline feature then and Infusionsoft?
Yeah, we use the funnel. And we have a lady who's calling to book the appointment with Aliki. So they come into the funnel. Janet calls them, gets them on with Aliki. Aliki does a business assessment. And then she passes them over to Santi or myself or, you know, depending on the prospect. they don't sign up, a leaky keeps them in her funnel, right? Yeah. So Janet has the calling funnel. She has the follow-up funnel. And then I'll give you a great example. Guy that I talked to about a month ago, he didn't say yes. So the downsell is, remember, you always have to have a downsell, right? Mm-hmm. So the downsell is, look, you were referred by Ellen Rohr. I got a 2-day training with her. Get down here in 2 weeks and go through this training with us. You'll love it. You'll love Ellen. And he said, yeah, I think I'm going to do that. Well, he didn't do it. Then Ellen and I, this is a great example, guys, is we sent out an email to my list and her list and had her on the Inner Circle webcast yesterday. And we broadcast that. We invited people who are not members just to attend just that session to get the Better Way to Pay program. Well, guess what? That guy got on that webcast and bought that program. So now he's taken his first step toward getting in the Inner Circle. Now what we can do is we can get him on the line and say, okay, now you become a customer. Is it time to become a client? See how that works?
Yeah.
If they say no, they're going to go right back in the cycle. But maybe I need to put something else in front of them.
Yeah, that makes sense, Howard. I think that's what we're missing the boat on when I was looking at all of our because we use the pipeline feature and we're great. I mean, they make the calls and we have a process for everything. But I think that 30-day lag there is where we're really missing the boat. Absolutely. Most definitely.
Absolutely. In fact, you could automate it to where if they didn't say yes, an email kicks out immediately that says, hey, thanks for talking to our representative today. Did they answer all your questions? By the way, here's another free report or a video or whatever. And the other cool thing about this is another reason I love Infusionsoft, even though I don't want to get too ahead of myself, because this is like one of the later sessions, is when you get get up to automation, layer up, simple, 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 add on, add on, add on. But you can have that automated to every single time they click, it puts them in a new campaign. Every time.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
Howard, one question, please.
Yeah.
I just made a note here. Like, can you make an opt-in to be an on-site consultation? Is that a good idea?
Yeah. Wait, say it again.
Like, say for an opt-in, you know, sign up here and we'll give you a free on-site consultation for upholstery, tile and grout. I mean, is that good?
Yes. As long as you make it, as long as they feel that they're going to get value out of it and they're not just going to get sold.
Well, sure. Well, you know, you come to them and then, you know, once you make that phone call or they, you know, you speak to them, tell them, listen, well, my thing is, ma'am, we're here to share with you what we have. We're not here to pressure sell you. We just want to share with you to solve some of your challenges, whether it be tile and grout, pet odor, upholstery, or even some of the greatest fat fiber protection.
But that's a sales process. I'm talking to get them to the phone. If I'm going to give you my phone number, because you don't know if they're coming to your landing page, to your site, how well they know you, right?
Right.
So if it says, we're going to give you a free consultation, you're going to learn this, 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 and this, so that no matter what you do in the future, this is how this is going to help you. Remember, when we get to copywriting, remember that it has to be benefit, 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 no risk. Why am I going to give you my phone number and take up my time? Okay?
Okay.
So what's the benefit of that consultation and that report and that ebook?
So basically, it could be something you will learn how to care for your tile and grout.
And you'll learn how to avoid having the wrong person in your home that might ruin your stuff. Make sense?
Yeah, that's two big old benefits right there. Well, a lot of education right there.
Huge benefits. All right, let's go to implementation. What's your action plan this week based on what we talked about today? 30 seconds apiece. Any order we want to go into? Who wants to share first? I do have another method.
I'll go. So my action plan is to get with Sherry, go over all of my awesome notes that I have here from today's meeting, and make an action plan on that 30-day hold that I have in the system. And also to make sure that we're sending out an email when they aren't signing up with us to ask why. I know that we do it for our pay-as-you-go solution, but I want to make sure that we're also doing that for our non-pay-as-you-go. So we need to find out why they didn't sign up and to email them further. So.
Yes. Yay, Carrie. Okay. All right, Jim, what about you?
I'm going to make a decision on signing up for Infusionsoft or stay with Constant Contact. And get I'm gonna subdivide so I can start small and do a freeze alert to all my multifamily customers.
Okay, perfect. You guys that are getting Infusionsoft for the first time, be sure to let them know that we referred you, if you don't mind. Michael.
I'm going to continue working on this here to building up on my strategies here. And have my content, and definitely need to just get some kind of opt-in besides just tips on my website, even though we're not completely SEO correctly yet, though I just need to have and put something on my website, and even maybe just do a little light email, a light Facebook posting, you know, go to our website and opt in for a free on-site consultation.
Sure. Okay. Perfect. Brenda.
Okay. You made a statement. You said once you get people on your email list, it's not hard to make money. So I've got to learn. I've got a pretty good email list. So I have to figure out what's holding us back from that.
Yeah. So knowing a little bit about your situation, I'm going to make some educated guesses. Okay.
All right.
What you're putting in front of them is not necessarily what they want or doesn't appear to be exactly what they want. And much of the things that you're selling are not bigger money items. In fact, let me prove it to you. What happened when you sent out an email about your mentoring program? You made more money in that one email campaign than anything else you've done.
Yeah.
What was the difference? The difference is you tapped on the emotional need, number one. You attracted people who could afford it. And now you got something that that is a substantial investment.
Right.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll talk about that. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right, Peter.
Okay. For me, it's to get going with Infusionsoft again and start the training process and get the team involved with that. And so just looking at different ways to train with Infusionsoft, what we need to do, if it's looking at YouTube or get with them and see how best to do that. And then also create an opt-in on our website and tie it into the newsletter we're sending out tomorrow.
Beautiful. Okay, so, and also I know you have a lot of access with Santi and he can really help you with that. But just make sure that the list is there. And again, start simple. And if any of you guys are importing a list, I want to remind you to Constant Contact or Infusionsoft or any of the other programs, be sure you talk to them before you send out a broadcast email to the whole list, because you'll get flagged and it won't be pretty. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Stuart.
I want to see through the implementation and the, you know, getting the emails imported from our management system into Infusionsoft, and then, as you mentioned, speak with them. We don't get flagged because, you know, we're sending out 2,000 or so every week.
Yeah. Perfect. And we're going to have a session coming up at looking at stats and those kind of things too. It'd be interesting to see what happens when you send your first batch out, and, you know, the messaging on that, again, back to strategy, is going to be critical for that first email. Okay. All right, Michael.
So for us, it's really just going to be, again, back to that implementation, or at least at the bare minimum, like kind of figuring out how we're going to go about doing our campaigns and creating that funnel for the clients going through. Because our end goal really is rather to get someone to sign up for a free estimate or to get them into the showroom. Right. And so rather at least figuring out how we're going to do that, or again, just setting it up and starting to import the emails and all of that stuff will really be our action plan, or at least it should be.
Yeah. And you know what, your education stream, you know, what kind of floor do you need? What's the difference between laminate and wood? What's the difference between, you know, this carpet and that? I mean, there's just so many things that you can do. Okay. Brittany.
All right. So our, what I'm going to be doing this week is I'm going to be talking with Bob, seeing if we're actually going to be going with the, which one we're going to be going with, the, I'm losing the name of it right now. Yes, that one. Okay. Sorry. Just because this is our first, really, that we're going to be doing a lot of the automated stuff eventually. So we really want to make sure that we're going with the right product for us, just because our end goal is going to be client retention and expansion, because a lot of our customers or our clients come from referrals from their friends. So we want to make sure that we're coming off as a security expert in the area. And so this email marketing campaign is going to be our way to do that, especially with how to's and that sort of stuff.
What's the difference between the different systems? How do you really know if you're secure? Blah, 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 blah.
It's exactly.
Yeah. Good. By the way, guys, if you're looking into Infusionsoft, if you go to our site, howardpartridge.com, I believe under products, there's a demo link. It's an affiliate link for us. And if you've already contacted them, tell them to put them under us, because then we can get you some extra freebies and things like that. We have a very close relationship with them. They sponsor some of our conferences. In fact, they'll be there in October. And we have some, we're going to have a breakout just for our Infusionsoft users as well. Okay, Michael Killen.
All right. I really want to dig into the client ascension path. However, I think the first thing I'm going to do is really get a better grasp on managing my contacts and segregating the lists and working with tags. I have a call into my developer to train me on that this upcoming early next week. So I think once I get those lists segmented, then I know where, you know, where some of those contacts fall on the ascension path.
Okay. Perfect. Excellent. Mr. Lee Lewis.
Howard, I've got a lot of moving parts going on right now here. The one thing that I absolutely am not going to do, which you're not going to like, is I am not going to go with Infusionsoft. Tried it twice and do not like it in any fashion at all. And I have we have partnered up here recently with Service Monster, who has, I think, is going to be the route for us to go. And they've got some drip campaigns that are going to allow us to do what we need to do. With that being said, with Service Monster, and we've been implementing and rolling out and cleaning and fixing the records and getting rid of the duplicates and having the website redone at the same time, I think there's a lot of things that I need to get right to begin with, which actually comes back to the strategy I need to look at. While we're on the call, I already went out and I just ordered on the iBooks the book, so I've got that ready to go. And then I'm going to go back and look at week two's recording. So I think that's enough on my plate for this week.
Excellent. Okay, great, Lee. Thank you so much. Jim.
We've got a meeting scheduled with web designers on the website. I also need to look at whether or not Infusionsoft is the right vehicle for us, or if something like Service Monster better fits our business. So I'll be doing some research on that.
Yeah. Guys, keep in mind that, like at our service company, we use a totally different software for our scheduling, because Infusionsoft just doesn't do that very well. But our CRM, our scheduling software, does not do what Infusionsoft does in marketing. So that's why we use both of those. But, there's many, many tools to implement what you need to implement. Okay. Has everybody shared implementation? Think so? Okay. Inspiration. I want to share with you just a quick story. Jacob Salem, this kid, was basically broke when he came through ZLC and put his Ziegler Legacy Certified training on two different credit cards. And through digital marketing, built a very, very successful company. And so I'm telling you that he did this from scratch. If this little preacher boy can do it, you know, any of us can do it. All right. And you're going to meet him in October. He's going to do a special session for Inner Circle. All right. Okay, you guys have a phenomenal day and a phenomenal week, okay?
Thanks. See ya.
Okay. Bye, guys. Thank you.